Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
And hello, ladies. It's Kiki Strickland, your married and 2 years or less dating coach, here to help you find the love you've always dreamed of. So I'm bringing you another show on love and how to finally get what you want. And speaking of getting the love you want and deserve, Dr. Diane Kern and I, she is a clinical psychologist who has been a therapist for over 20 years in the D.C. area. She and I will be doing another workshop series. This is already the end of September. It's the fourth quarter of the year. There's only 3 months left of 2016. And we want to make sure that you end the year correctly. And we also know the holidays are coming. So we are bringing you Getting the Love You Want and Deserve at the end of October. I am going to be putting that on my website today, so please check it out under events and sign up to join us. We are both going to be speaking at that workshop, and then we are going to be doing a second workshop as a follow-up along those same lines in November. So you can sign up for just one of them, or you can sign up for both of them. And again, that's Dr. Diane Kern and myself for Getting the Love You Want and Deserve at the end of October. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about other events that I am doing at the end of the show. But we are back with the new series, How She Met Her Husband, where I am interviewing married women on how they met their Mr. Right. I know many of you out there are looking for your Mr. Right. You want to know how to find him. That is my job. I'm here to help you with that. In my coaching practice, we figure out what type of man you need, and then where those types of men are, how to meet them, how to start dating them, and then ultimately get engaged and married. I am here to help you every step of the way, showing you and helping you how to navigate this process from going from single to engaged to being married. I have, as I always tell you guys, I have two clients that got married last year, and one that just got married September 17th, which was just a few days ago, and I have another client who's getting married in November. So if you are ready to finally be on this journey and to be getting engaged next year, we need to start now. And you can do a free consultation with me on my program by just signing up for the 15-minute free consultation at KikiStrickland.com/the program. You'll find out more there on my website. So this new series that I'm doing on How She Met Her Husband is to help you to get more knowledge and understand where you can meet your future mate. It always helps, as far as I'm concerned, it helps when we hear others' success stories. Sometimes all you're hearing are the negative stories and the horror stories and the nightmares and the divorces. I know we're all sick of hearing about Brad and Angelina getting a divorce. It's finally out there now. People are writing about it, talking about it. We're always talking about the bad. We're always talking about the negative stories and the cheaters and the liars and the crimes. But what about all of those wonderful, happy couples out there who are enjoying each other, loving life, and who are having success in their marriage? And that's what we want to hear about. And I have found some wonderful women who are married to fantastic husbands. And we want to hear their stories to give you hope and to inspire you and to remind you that it's going to work for you. You are going to have success and love, and this is how you do it. So this week we have Dr. Kinnae Black. She is an author, a speaker, a mentor, a small business owner, and a trainer in the fields of leadership, motivation theories, business, gender studies, organizational leadership, and management. My goodness, she has a lot going on, and I want you to go to her website, which is drkinnae.com, and it's D-R for doctor, and then Kinnae is spelled K-E-N-A-E. K-E-N-A-E.com. She is also the co-founder and chief operating officer of Reach Back, Spring Forward, Inc., which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to connecting at-risk youth and young adults with social, educational, and environmental resources for a healthy transition into adulthood. Dr. Kinnae is awesome, and I want you to hear how she met her husband, Kevin. So take a listen. All right, I am here with Dr. Kinnae Black. And Kinnae, please tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, how you got to this area, all that good stuff for the ladies.
Sure. Hi, ladies, and thanks again, Kiki. So, again, like Kiki said, my name is Dr. Kinnae Black. I am originally from Wilmington, Delaware, which many people can't believe. There are actually people that come from there. I actually have, as did my husband. I came here to work for the federal government in 2008, and since then have been able to network and meet a multitude of people who I've partnered with on separate projects outside of the government, which kind of got me to where I was ready to start my own business. Aside from a nonprofit, a partner and myself started, I actually also do advising. I'm a development advisor. So what I do with that is I actually sit down with folks and individuals or groups and kind of work with them to develop a professional, personal, or leadership development plan that's specifically for them. So that is the highlight of my life, and that is the work I most enjoy doing. And aside from everything I do with my husband. However, I'm still currently employed with the federal government.
Got it. A lot of people in this area are employed with the federal government, so that makes perfect sense. Fascinating, though. Tell us a little bit more about your business. You said you work with people who might need a personal or professional development plan.
Yes. So what I do is I'm a development advisor. So an individual's development is my priority, meaning albeit you want to develop in your particular job, not necessarily as in your small business and or your small business. But some folks look at it on a greater scale that you have to have your own business to get my services. Now, this is for individuals who may feel like they're in a rut or feel discouraged or feel that they can't get to Z because they're stuck at A. My goal then is to help you get from A to Z. Get B, D, E, C, every letter in between. That is my goal, to help you get there. And by doing so, what I do is I sit down with you. You take a series of assessments. Once your assessments are completed, we kind of decide what your input is. Your plan for development is better just personally, i.e., is there some issues you have with saving money? Is that discouraging you from pursuing your dreams? Do you have issues with time management at work? Do you feel that you don't get to have the skills necessary to apply for the leadership job at your organization, et cetera? So we kind of look at what you say are your issues and then what your potential goals are. We develop a plan. We look at it. It's a very detailed plan. I mean, it's not just this is your goals and let's execute them. It's much deeper than that. We go through the assessments to see what maybe your personality type or different things or your style of learning. Maybe those things are contributing to your lack of development in a certain area. So we look at those things. We formulate this plan together, and sometimes the plan is just directed to your professionalism. It could be something with some personal goals, or it could be an actual leadership development plan. And I work with you one-on-one to get that created. And then you have the option of deciding if you want me to work with you to execute that plan and get those goals accomplished.
Awesome, awesome. I bet there are some ladies listening who could definitely use that. So we'll let them know how they can get in contact with you after we finish chatting about the topic here, which is how you met your husband. But that's awesome. I might have you come back to just talk about your business because I love that.
Oh, for sure. All right,
so great. So this series is on how married women actually met their husbands. So tell us your story about how you met your husband, Kevin.
Oh, this is perfect. I enjoy talking about this. Actually, Kevin and I, we don't have the most traditional story. We met, Kevin is 9 years older than me. So it's not like we went to school together, we went to college together, none of those things. We actually had a mutual friend, a guy who was, he was actually best friends with my brother. And him and Kevin, my brother, is since deceased. And then Kevin became his friend as well later in life, not at the same time. And he used to, I guess he spoke highly of me a few times or mentioned things I was doing in life or things we may have been doing together, which caused Kevin to become interested in me. So he asked my friend to kind of hook us up and set us up on a date. And this was in 2004 or 5. I totally shut it down. I was not interested. I was not interested in knowing who he was. And mind you, now I was younger at the time, so I probably was all over the place at the time. I was in college. I'm like, who? No, not interested. No, don't try to hook me up with your friends kind of thing. That was the end of that. He reached out to me one time. I want to say he emailed me a long, beautiful email, like introducing himself and his story, and it went unanswered. And that was just the end of it. Until about 4 years later, my friend wasn't involved with this. When it came back around, when I saw him back home, we were at an event, and we had a mutual acquaintance, and we were at her birthday party. And he came up to me, and he talked to me, and he's like, I'm Kevin, and I'm like, I know who you are. You know, my head still not interested, although he looked really good. he was my taste at the time, but I was like, yes, I know who you are. And, you know, one of his first things is, oh, I hear you're in D.C. now, and I'm like, yeah, I am. And so he has some friends there, and he loved to meet up with me for a bite to eat when he comes to visit his friends. I'm like, okay, sure. So I kind of allowed him to court me at this time, and I mean, honestly, like by the second date, he had just swung me off my feet. Like, I'm like, okay, he's mature enough. He's handsome. He has perfect teeth, which was, like, really, really important to me, and his personality. And he wasn't just he was smart. He wasn't just about how he looked. And, you know, I don't like shallow men. And so with not knowing him, I could have assumed that. But he wasn't that, and it was something I was like, okay. And, I mean, since then, we have been inseparable. We dated. And we dated for years, and he didn't move to D.C. We didn't move together until after we got married in 2012.
12, okay. And this is 16, so it's been 4 years of marriage.
Yes.
Wow. So he knew, even, it sounds like you just said that you hadn't even met, that he was interested in you when the person that you had in common told him about you. Did I get that right?
You did. We nothing. All he may have seen a few photos of me or something. He didn't know me personally. We had never met at all. Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. And then he wasn't in the area, but you were somewhere where you guys talked, and he said when he comes to the area, he would like to. Really relented and allowed him to take you out. I love
it.
That is too funny. All right, and so I love talking to entrepreneurs because usually we do have a different story. Now, is he also an entrepreneur?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A small business owner of a commercial cleaning company in the area.
Awesome, awesome. I love how I see the Lord put people together, and we might not know at the time what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I know even from my own story, my own life, when I first met my husband, he was not an entrepreneur. I didn't even know he
mm-hmm.
had been one previously, but he was just working for a very prosperous company in marketing as the marketing director. But lo and behold, now we're both full-time entrepreneurs. So I wouldn't have known. Yeah, you don't know how to choose. But it's so funny how things happen and it's the right fit for you, even
mm-hmm.
though you may not have known it, and you might have almost even rejected it. So
yes.
I totally envy you.
In my case, I actually did.
He rejected it. That is too funny. But you said by the second date, you could see that he
yes.
definitely had the qualities that you were looking for, and he kind of had already opened your eyes by date two.
Yep. And I think that.
I think that
we really know early on, even if we make excuses or, you know, with some things that, some issues that may we otherwise could not move past, like, oh, I can't deal with, they have little babies or something. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
you start to think of that early on, even if that's not what it's going to be. You start to think of that early on, and you got to kind of be able to see yourself. And you're going to spend time and not waste time, you know, courting, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. So the ladies listening are single. Most of them are. There might be a couple listening that are in a relationship. But what would your advice be to the single ladies out there that are still looking for their Mr. Right? Anything you would advise them to do?
As an advisor, no, I'm kidding. Yes, but I would advise them to just keep their eyes open. You know, the person for them, it may not be who they dream of. It may not be the prototype they have in their head all the way down. You know, there's going to be something that you will compromise on, but don't compromise totally on what you believe in. But you can compromise on, oh, he's not an entrepreneur, but he has a really good job. Or, you know, don't look for one particular character because you may miss who God actually has for you by doing that. Be willing to kind of explore those options that don't look exactly like the person that your dream person will look like. Be willing to just at least to get to know the person and maybe other characteristics that kind of supersede some of the more surfacey characteristics. So I'd say just sometimes look for it in areas where you would least expect to find them.
Love it. Love it. And then now, in case there are some ladies out there who heard you talking about developing a personal or professional plan for themselves, and
mm-hmm.
they are interested in learning more or working with you on that, how can they get in touch with you, or where should they go to find out more?
Before I will answer that, I just wanted to double back on the last question. Also, just tell them pray about it. I know everyone is not spiritual, but prayer is the best thing they can do for themselves and the person that they're interested in. Just pray about it and ask for any sort of sign or direction from God. You can never, ever go wrong, period, with that. But moving forward, if you're interested in learning more about professional leadership or personal development plans and potentially working with me to develop one, please visit my website at www.drkinney.com. Or you can email me at drkinney@drkinney.com or call me 202-812-0122. And also right now, if you go to my website, you can sign up for a 15-minute free assessment. So you put your information in on my website, and then a form will get shot to you, and you fill out that form as best you can, and then send it to me and call me, and then we'll talk through that form, and they can see if we're a good fit and if I can help them start achieving these goals they have set for themselves.
Very good. And just repeat the website and spell it out just in case someone has been forwarded this podcast and is not looking at my site where you can see your name typed up. But
sure.
If they're just listening to it, go ahead and spell it out.
Sure. It's www.drkeaee.com. And then the email address is the same, drkeaee.com. drkeaee@drkeaee.com. Yes, please. Thank you so much, Kiki, for your time. And I'd love to be invited back to the show at any time.
Oh, definitely. We will have you back. And I'm sure several ladies will be contacting you. And let's do something for the fall. Definitely for the fall. We'll do a whole personal development, professional plan, talk, so people can get themselves together come fall.
Absolutely. I'd love that, I guess.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Good luck, ladies.
And that was Dr. Kinney Black of drkinney.com. And since it's already the end of September, we do want to have her come back, but it will probably be at the beginning of the new year. Those of you that cannot wait that long, go ahead and go to her website, drkinney.com, and fill out that free assessment that she has so that you can have your own one-on-one session with her. And Dr. Kinney doesn't know this, but when I Googled her, I found a YouTube video of her and her husband dancing at their wedding reception. And it's so cute. It's adorable. If you want to see that, you can go to YouTube and just put in Kinney and Kevin Black, K-E-N-A-E, and Kevin Black, and it comes up. Their Ain't No Stopping Us Now wedding reception video. check it out. It is hilarious. And I think it's awesome to see other people's weddings to inspire yourself about your wedding and get you planning on what you would like to have. I want you guys to get ready, even mentally, for it to happen and to be ready with even how you want things to flow as far as your wedding and all of that. I wasn't one that really did that. I wasn't one that had looked at wedding gowns or knew what type of wedding ring I wanted or engagement ring. And a lot of you aren't. That's fine. But I do want you to start getting in the mind frame of planning your future wedding and being ready for things to start happening as far as meeting men that are suitable for you. And if you haven't been going out on dates, definitely start dating again. If you need help with that, I am here to help you. So contact me for my 15-minute consultation. It's via phone. And I just share with you what we do in the program, and you let me know what's happening in your love life, and then we get started from there. So I did mention I was going to also tell you about a few more events I have coming up, and I will be speaking at Lord & Taylor in October. We are doing a event on flirting, and it's going to include some clothing. We're right there at the store, so we want to show you some of the latest fashions as well, because you should have date clothes. You want to have things that you feel confident and flirty and feminine in when you're actually going out to mingle or when you're going out on a date. So not only am I going to be talking about flirting and meeting people, the personal stylist there, Patrice, we'll be putting on a little fashion show. And usually they give out coupons for the store, so you'll even be able to save if you decide to purchase something. So that's going to be October 22nd at 1 p.m. at the Chevy Chase Lord & Taylor, which is located at the Friendship Heights Metro. I will be posting their flyer soon. And then I'm also still having my retreat cruise in December, and you can still come. Now, the retreat part is sold out, but you can join us on the cruise is out of Miami. We're going to Grand Turk and Dominican Republic, December 5th through 10th. So if you want to go on a fun trip with a group of ladies, please sign up before it's too late. You only have until the end of this month, September 30th, to get in on that, and then it'll be closed for good. We're also going to Paris in April, and we're going to Italy, three cities in Italy, Rome, Venice, and Florence, next August. So those flyers are up on my website under travel, kikistrickland.com/travel. And then last but not least, I am doing a seminar called The Strong, Successful Single Black Woman Syndrome, and How to Find Your Mr. Right in Spite of It. So I just did it last night in D.C. I'm going to be doing it in five other cities across the United States. So if you have friends who live in Dallas, I'm going to be in Corinth, Texas, which is right outside of Dallas. I'm going to be in Miami. I'm going to be in Los Angeles near LAX. I'm going to be in New York and in the Raleigh-Durham area. I will be posting the dates and the locations later on today at kikistrickland.com/events. So check there and let your friends know. The people and family friends that you know in other areas might benefit from coming to this seminar. All right, so thank you for joining us. I hope this has been helpful. I'm going to be bringing you more shows like this. I'm looking for more wives that want to share their story of how they met their husbands. So contact me at info@kikistrickland.com. And in the meantime, happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.